Mark. Okay.
Well, he said, Lamar Jackson said he, when the season started, he cutting all contract talks off. This dude is seriously betting on himself. And I respect it, but he's taking a hell of a risk. I want to see what happens with Kansas City now that Tyreek Hill is not there.
Do you think they're going to win that division?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think the Raiders are going to win that division. And the reason why I say the Raiders is because out of all the guys that's in that, that's as stacked as that division is, you got a lot of Raiders with chips on their shoulders. I mean, yeah, when you think about, you know, Los Angeles, you think about the Chargers. Yeah, you got Justin Herbert. They got a squad over there. They got a powerful offense over there. All right, you think about the Broncos, you know, Russell Wilson's there. Their offense is going to be better. You already know what's going to get out of Pat Mahomes, but Pat Mahomes got new toys to play with, so it's going to take him a minute to find a way to tinker around with them, but it's also going to take a minute for defense to adjust to whatever Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes come up with. So that's going to be real interesting, and that's going to play out in Kansas City favor. But when you got the Raiders, you got Devontae Adams, who I believe is just happy to get out of Green Bay and play with his college teammate again. You got a couple other guys on Josh Jacobs who has a chip on his shoulder because they didn't, you know, pick up his option. So he might be a free agent looking for a new contract after this year. So he's going to want to show out. Derek Carr's going to want to prove it because he wants to, you know, get back to the playoffs. You know, you got Hunter Renfrow should be able, you got Darren Waller right there. So I think this might be the year that finally that the Raiders take over the Chiefs in the AFC West.
I'll tell you why. You are right about Devontae Adams, whom, when he's with Aaron Rodgers, is the best receiver in football. I don't know if that's going to be the same with Carr. I know they played together in college, but I don't know, Mel. I'm serious. I think when you play with the best quarterback in football, that's a whole different.
Yeah, I get that when you play with a different quarterback, but it's not like he's playing with a different quarterback. It's not like he's going somewhere and he's not playing with someone he's not used to. He's used to Derek Carr because they train together in the offseason. So the familiarity is not going to be that far off. To get reunited, getting acquainted, you know, from quarterback to receiver. That gap is not as far as shouldn't be as significant as him going somewhere else and going for total stranger at quarterback. That's why we get. While we get Mark's mic and stuff straight. Also, I want to talk about another team in the AFC I'm also interested in watching. And that's the Tennessee Titans. You know, they drafted Malik Willis in the third round this past year's draft. And it just puts writings on the wall as to actually when is Tennessee going to pull the trigger and, you know, give him some reps on how, or what was it? What would it take for Ryan Tannehill to lose his job? Now you got Derrick Henry coming back from a major injury. You know what he brings to the table. You don't have Julio Jones there no more. I think you got Robert Woods there now. You don't have AJ Brown there no more. And you drafted a kid in the first round this year. So the scenario is going to, you know, the receiver, quarterback, receiver, you know, that tandem, that's going to take some time to develop, you know, as opposed to where Derek Carr and Devontae Adams take time to develop. That's the perfect example because Devontae Adams, Derek Carr, they know each other. Ryan Tannehill and his receiver he just drafted, no, they don't know each other like that. He ain't really thrown Robert Woods like that. And Robert Woods is coming off an injury too. So you gotta think about those things. Tennessee is in a division where if they just play sound football, they can win it. I mean, the only threat you really have is the Colts. And we're going to see.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bill.
It's the only thing Tennessee has to worry about is the Colts. Because you don't expect nothing out of Jacksonville. You know, Doug Peterson's going to have Jacksonville looking better, but they're not contending for the division. You know, and Houston, they don't really have much of anything right now. So you don't really expect nothing out of them. So Tennessee all has to worry about is Indianapolis.
Well, here's the thing though, where I think Ryan Tannehill kind of gets screwed. Derrick Henry goes down. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones was hurt half the year. So what did he really have to work with last year? I understand that Cincinnati game he blew. Part of that, I think, was from lack of chemistry. Because, hell, he ain't had nobody.
Lack of chemistry, that's fair.
I want to see if this Jonathan Taylor is the real deal.
Yeah, one more year, Jonathan Taylor.
Because you want to know something? You got to remember, I think with Matt Ryan, it's going to be a different deal. Carson Wentz wasn't it. I mean, we know what he did there. How he used to be your quarterback.
I call him Willie Beeman Wentz for a reason, but continue.
So, I guess I look at it and, you know, I really wonder, you paid Nyheim Hines all this money. That dude didn't get utilized to his strong points at all last year. Michael Pittman is emerging as a top-tier wide receiver. Matt Ryan likes to throw the ball. I really want to see how this is going to work out. I'm curious. Like I said, Tennessee should win that division or have a chance. I think Indy is the one that's got the pressure on them to win it. Because they got all the parts. You got the parts. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, because that's the reason why I got Tennessee over it, because I think Tennessee overall, I mean, including the tight end room, I give them a slight edge. Because I kind of like Michael Pittman, but yeah, he really has not.
Well, he's not a blur. He's like a Mike Evans type. Mike Evans is really, to me, underrated. Anytime you're down at the 10-yard line, you know who's getting it.
Yes.
I put it to you, I don't know. Indy, they better rise and shine on this year. Because Jobs is going to be lost. Who's the coach there now, Frank Reich?
Yep. Yeah, because the thing about Frank Reich is, It's not like he's on the hot seat, but this is his last straw, because he had to take all the heat behind the whole Carson Wentz situation. He had to swallow all that. He had to go to the owner, had to apologize to the owner for even, you know, vouching for him, because Frank Wright wanted, he has biggest success with Carson Wentz. He thought it was going to be able to work. And it only took him one season to realize that, no, I can't do this. I'm sorry, but we got to get rid of this guy. And they took a haul to get him and did not get back in return what they doled out. So now he has Matt Ryan. If he can't show any improvement, just improve, do better than what he did last season, we might be looking for a new head coach in Indianapolis. And looking at the Titans' depth, Treylon Burks, that was their draft pick. But I do like Austin Hooper. So yeah, give me the Titans, you know, wide receiver group plus the tight ends over the Colts. Even though I'd rather have Matt Ryan as a quarterback. That's the messy situation about there. Cause you got to think the running back situation, they'll even each other out. Jonathan Taylor, Derrick Henry, both defenses should be stout. So. I like them now. When it comes to the AFC, we got Chiefs and the Raiders in the AFC West. We both got the Titans in the AFC South. Who you got in the AFC North, Mark? Okay.
Can you hear me, Mill?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened. I said I like Buffalo.
Buffalo, that's the AFC East.
It is? Well, who's the North? Is that with Pittsburgh and them?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with Baltimore and that division. Well, Cincinnati, I'm sorry.
You think Cincinnati's going to run it back?
Yep.
Well, that's going to be interesting because they did do some improvements to their offensive line. You know, Joe Burrow's going to come back. He's got a year 2 under the belt, and he's coming off a Super Bowl loss, which he can learn a lot from.
Now, if that offensive lineman, if they could have held Donald off for about another second and a half, he'd have a ring.
Yep, and now you still got that. That 1-2 punch you got with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase is probably one of the deadliest 1-2 combos in the league right now.
Well, you know, they got one of the most underrated receivers. It's the number Higgins. 2 guy.
T. Higgins really a number one.
Yeah. And you know what? It's just a matter when contract time comes, unless they pay him tremendously, where he can go somewhere to be the number one. Because you got to remember, Burrow's rookie year, he was the man.
Yes, he was. And now all Joe Burrow has to do is stay healthy. Now this offseason, not only was he healthy, but it's a difference when you go into the training camp healthy instead of going into training camp rehabbing. Cause when you're in training camp, going into training camp and you're still rehabbing, you're not really learning nothing. You're just trying to heal your injuries. You're just trying to just get yourself together to get back on the field. But when you go into training camp and you're healthy, now you can build a rapport with the team. Now you can be more in tune with the offense or the defense, more in tune with your position. And you'll be able to develop more as a player. Whereas you're coming in on a physically unable to perform list, all that just, you know, takes a back seat to you just, you know, getting healthy and getting on the field. So while I am excited about the Cincinnati Bengals, I want to say that the Ravens are going to win the division again. But they're going to win the division this year.
Well, I'm a Ravens fan, and I'm telling you, in my opinion, no. I can tell you why. A lot of people be like, what? I think I told you this last year. I don't trust Lamar. I feel like he's going to get that tight end killed. Because that's all he goes to. Now, Mark Andrews might like that right now because he's been getting a tremendous pay hike. And he's probably the second best tight end in football behind Kelsey.
Are you putting Mark Andrews number two?
Yeah. Look at his numbers last year.
I get that, but would you put, everybody, they put up, I got a couple of tights to put up fantastic numbers, but put them at number two? Because you got to think. I got two names right now. Kelsey and Kittle. He's better than both of those?
He ain't better than Kelsey, but Kittle's hurt too much.
What if Gronkowski was in?
That's going to always be number one to me.
Okay, what about Darren Waller? Look, I had to make you think for that one. Darren. And I think the Chargers got a pretty decent on Jared Cook. I think he's.
I'll tell you, you know what scares me with Waller? Outside of the inconsistent last year, I'm always afraid is he going to relapse. And I know that's is a touchy thing, but he just had an off year last year that had me concerned.
Yeah, I understand that, but they all had him from time to time. But isn't Jared Cook in Los Angeles?
I don't know,
because
he played for a lot of different teams.
Either he left New Orleans and go to Los Angeles to play for the Chargers, or he left the Chargers to play in New Orleans. But he's another good tight end. Now, don't get me wrong, Mark Andrews is a beast. But to put him at number two, now we got to think about. I got to come up with a list of my top 10 tight ends now. Where would I put Mark Andrews in my top 10? I'm going to have that for y'all next week. We covered the West. We covered the AFC North. We covered the AFC South. You said the AFC East, you got Buffalo. I tend to agree with you on that one because nothing else out of Buffalo looks like they ready to contend right now. I mean, New England's going to make some noise. Yeah, because it's Bill Belichick and Matt Jones. Matt Jones is going to have some further development, barring injury. But I think injuries is going to be key to holding some of these good football teams back this year. And I think in Buffalo, the way Josh Allen plays, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, that's a high power offense that you got to stop in very cold weather. That's not easy to do when you have to go to Buffalo. You can look right now and mark your calendar. If your team has to play Buffalo in December, more likely they're playing in the snow. That's just how it goes. So I got Buffalo in that division. I'm interested in seeing where this Tua Tyreek Hill combination is going to go. Like we said earlier, prayers up for Zach Wilson. Hope he doesn't miss too much time. But even though Even though the report's saying 4 to 6 weeks, well, we hope for a speedy recovery and hope for further, he can, you know, further his development, but I didn't have the Jets winning that division anyway. So, let's talk about the NFC West. NFC West, I'm going with San Francisco. No, I take that back. I'm going with the Rams. San Francisco, I don't know. I can't trust Trey Lance. I haven't seen enough of him. I don't know where the hell Seattle's going to go, and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. They have not, they showed me flashes, but they seem to dwindle down. They're better in the beginning of the season. When it gets to those colder months, when it gets down to November, December, they start to get, they're not as strong. They're not as predictable. They're more predictable. They're not as good as a football team in the month of December as they are in September. So I got the Rams in that one. Mark, who you got? Yo, Mark, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now? I don't know why this is doing this. I said, since nobody's expecting it, I'm going to Arizona. And I tell you why. The pressure ain't the same. I think San Francisco is making a big mistake with this dude, Lance. I'm not taking a dude that just got me to the NFC Championship game 15 seconds away from really getting in the Super Bowl. Got me to the Super Bowl previous. I like Arizona. I really do.
I don't like Arizona. I don't like how they handled this whole offseason. I don't like the way that all this news, all this information about Kyler Murray and his body language during practices, body language during the game.
But no, we talked about that last year. That dude, he walked off the field pouting and all that BS.
The clause in his contract that just have to be removed so far. I feel like not only is Kyler Murray handled this in a childish, in an immature situation, but I also think that the Arizona Cardinals handled this in an immature situation.
Well, you want to know part of their problem is? And I'm being serious. I think they got the wrong coach.
Yes, I also think that too. Because he really didn't have an impressive resume to begin with. I mean, he had a couple of good seasons, but look at the conference he came from. He came from
Texas Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech. When did Texas Tech won anything? Texas Tech is it's a good football school, but he got the job over some a lot of qualified head coaches, but. That's none of my business. We're not here to stir that controversy. Not this week, anyway. All right. So you got the Cardinals in the AFC West. I got the Rams repeating. So we go to the AFC North. Let's just get this out of the way. It's going to be Green Bay. I think we can mail in that division as long as Aaron Rodgers is there. And there's nothing else as far as Chicago, Detroit, or Minnesota that's going to make me think otherwise. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So going to the NFC South. Now this is going to be interesting. NFC South, you have the Falcons. No, they're not going nowhere. You have the Carolina Panthers. Baker Mayfield has just been traded to the Carolina Panthers. And that might be something to keep an eye on. You got Tom Brady in New England Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, who just got Julio Jones. However, two members of that offensive line are dinged up, Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs. We don't know when Ryan Jensen is going to come back. I think he's going to miss a couple of months. Tristan Wirfs, that might be wrong. I think Tristan Wirfs might be good to go. And then you got New Orleans, where Jameis Winston is coming back. Michael Thomas is coming back. But Sean Payton is not. So, I see this. I'm going to go out on a limb. My division winner for the NFC South is going to be the Carolina Panthers. Why? I'm sorry. The last time I saw Dennis Allen as a head coach, the Saints were the Aints. And as far as Tampa Bay goes, if you don't have Ryan Jensen, if you don't have a starting caliber center that can keep Tom Brady's throwing lanes open, then Tom Brady is going to look less than average. Tom Brady is going to get hurt. So with that being said, I want Baker Mayfield in a new environment that has a chip on his shoulder in a 1-year prove it deal. He has the most to prove, and he has the biggest and one of the best opportunities to do it right now. This offseason has been horrible to him, and I can't blame him for wanting to be out of Cleveland and come somewhere else where he can start off clean. As the many commercials that he didn't did and putting them on the map ever since LeBron James ditched them again. I can't blame, I would be so happy for him if they win this division. So that's my pick for the South. Who you got, Mark?
Gotta still go with Tampa Bay. Gotta go with Tampa Bay. But you know what? No, I'm kind of with you. I'm pulling for my man Baker. I'm trying to figure out why, but I'm pulling for him.
I'm trying to figure that out too. But let's just call a spade a spade. He got a raw deal in Cleveland.
I think they screwed him. He was one non-penalty call away from beating Kansas City in the playoffs two years ago, which would have taken Cleveland to the Super Bowl. He doesn't get credit for playing with a torn labrum. And, you know, Cleveland's kind of getting what they deserve with this Deshaun Watson thing because of the way they screwed this kid. So,
absolutely. Because the way they went about, they really didn't need – they didn't really need to go into the Deshaun Watson sweep. I would have just rolled the dice on Baker because you can tell everything as bad of a season as now. Baker Mayfield, I mean, we have to, like I said, we got to call it what it is. Baker Mayfield had a very bad season last year, but it was because he was trying to play hurt. He should have just sat his butt down, got the surgery, and then make it do when it comes back. But he didn't, and that backfired on him. We get all that. But now he has a chance to show them that, you know, this was a mistake. Now, if I was Cleveland, I'd have gave Baker Mayfield one more shot. You know, you still had the franchise tag you could have put him under. You still got other options. Could have gave him one or two more years. It'd have probably been a lot cheaper than $230 million. And now, since you did that, you done pissed off, you know, all the other owners because, you know, all their quarterback has to do is make the playoffs and stay out of trouble, and they got to fork over $250 million. That's pretty much the precedent that was set by Cleveland. So it made it difficult for them to trade Baker Mayfield, but now he's there. Now he's back. Now he's in Carolina. It's a fresh start, and sometimes that's all it takes is a fresh start in the open. Nobody saw Cincinnati coming last year. Nobody. All I'm saying, this could be it for Carolina. Now, I'm not saying they're going always to the Super Bowl, but they can win this division. Because we don't expect nothing out of Atlanta. I don't expect nothing out of New Orleans, because without Sean Payton there to get that ship going, we know New Orleans is a soup sandwich. And when it comes to Tampa Bay, now this isn't Bruce Arians there. And it's going to be real interesting to see if Todd Bowles can keep that ship just floating the same way that Bruce Arians did, if not better. We expect better. We know better. But can we make that happen now with this catastrophic injury to their offensive line? Who knows? Because with all that clean, that's the one thing Tom Brady needs is a clean throwing lane. And without Ryan Jensen there, he's not going to have that clean throwing lane. I can pretty much guarantee you on that. So that takes care of the South. We took care of the North, took care of the West. Okay, the NFC East. I wanted to say this one for last because I'm still juggling over it. I'm still pondering. But you got the Giants with Daniel Jones and his issues. You have the Washington football team. Carson Wentz and their issues. If you ask me to believe in one of them, it's not going to happen. And then you have the Dallas Cowboys with Dak. And you got my Eagles with Jalen Hurts. In my heart of hearts, I want to say my Eagles are going to win this division. We have a very good schedule, a very favorable schedule. The only thing I don't believe in, as of right now, and I gotta see this not just in preseason, I gotta see this in some live game action. And I'm not gonna be able to judge this quarter until I see him in like week 10 or 11. Cause I don't have the schedule in front of me, but we gotta see some of the best teams on our schedule right now. Cause our first half of the schedule is very favorable. So Jalen Hurts can really have a field day and still not be that good and not really have to throw the ball that much. When it comes to November, December, that's when I gotta see where his arm talent is then. If his arm talent is there, yeah, the Eagles are gonna win the division. If his arm talent is not there, then it's gonna be Dallas. What are we going to see if Ezekiel got anything left in the tank. We're going to see if CeeDee Lamb can be a number one receiver. We're going to see if Tony Pollard what position is he going to play? Is he going to play the backup? Is he going to be kick returner? Is he going to be a slot receiver? Is he going to be the backup running back? Is he going to take Zeke's spot? But it's going to be a lot of Tony Pollard going on, and he will be in my fantasy league. So yeah. That's how that one goes. So I want to say push, but right now I'm going to say my Eagles are going to win this division. What do you say, Mark?
I think they should. I think Dallas is going to let people down. The Giants are done. The Commanders are done. I mean, this is the Eagles' chance there. If they blow this one, then you got – who's their head coach right now?
Nick Sirianni.
He'd be gone.
Well, this will only be his second year. So I don't think he'll be gone after that. But all he – really, all well, thing they got what, to do is just run the football, and they're 6-0.
I tell you what, let Jalen Hurts not stand out. This might be his final shot.
Yes, because we still got two first-round picks for next year. And this is going to be a way better quarterback class. And I totally agree. But Jalen Hurts has to have that. If he throws the football, I mean, protect, not only just throw the football, but protect the football, because he has had a lot of fumbles. He has had, his interceptions weren't bad, but his fumbles were. If he can clean up the fumbles and just protect the football, just throw a catchable ball, he hasn't had, and not try to win the game on every throw, but throw a really, throw a good ball. Cause I heard he's made improvements, but I gotta see him in live action. I gotta see him live action, not against the Jaguars. You see what I'm saying? I gotta see him against the Colts. I gotta see him against some top 10 defenses. We're gonna see this is Jalen Hurts' year. If he does not do that, then the Eagles will be in the market for another quarterback. So, Mark, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. We got fantasy football coming up on the September 3rd edition of the Studio W Sports page. I'm excited about that. The draft will be here live. It's going to be more partying done that day than it is going to be drafting for me. I'm not going to lie to you, brother. We're going to finish up with a little bit of wheelhouse roulette. Anything you got going on in your wheelhouse? Mark.
Can you hear me, Bill?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
We got some fights coming up. Teofimo Lopez fights tonight. This is a return after he lost to George Kambosos. We got a pretty good card coming up for a month of March. You got Adrian Broner trying to make a comeback. You got Anthony Joshua fighting Usyk again, trying to get his heavyweight title. They had that joke of a fight that was supposed to happen last weekend. It didn't, between Fury and Jake Paul. But I got to give Jake Paul credit. This dude making a ton of money to be fighting this. I mean, however he's doing it, it's working.
Okay, so I'm really pulling for him. We're still waiting for the Deshaun Watson hearing. I mean, Deshaun Watson ruling. Brittany Griner will be home sometime soon. Also, we also gotta give our roses to one of the goats, another goat. Serena Williams did an article in Vogue magazine citing that, you know, her time to the, she didn't really call it a retirement, but her time is coming soon. And it's probably gonna be around the U.S. Open. So we all happy. I'm happy for her, just like Tyson Fury. Hey, she has nothing left to offer the game. She has paved the way for young black young African American women to play the sport of tennis at a higher clip than anyone ever thought imagined. You see the Coco Gauffs, the Sloan Stevens, even the Naomi Osaka's, all these young women coming up and playing the game at the level that they're playing on. You know, you can all credit that to her. You can all credit that to her father, her sister. They paved the way for this. So, if y'all can get the last, make sure we're not going to miss this might be the last U.S. Open we see Serena Williams playing, but most definitely she is the greatest. What'd you think, Mark?
Uh, I think he's the best that's ever done it. He's the reason why these salaries are the way they are on these tennis tours now. Her and Venus. I don't think Venus gets enough credit. I feel that it's time for her to step away. She's done it for such a long time. And I agree with you. I know you spoke about it earlier, but I want to give a shout out to Mr. William Felton Russell, the greatest winning athlete ever. And, you know, I'm just excited for football to get here.
Yeah, football, fantasy football. And we also, and right after that, NBA kicks right on off just 2 months later. We also got some college football. What do you think of Alabama starting off number one again?
Well, they don't always do that. You know, they'll always do that. It's just a matter of who can knock them off.
Yeah. And you know, we're on Georgia, I think, was ranked number three. I can't remember who was number two, though. Was it Clemson? Let me look that up. I'll look that up real quick. But I thought it was real interesting. Georgia took a step back, even though they won a national championship, but they lost a haul in the draft. So I totally understand why they fell.
Yeah, because all their players is gone. You know, all their players that went to the NFL. I'm curious to see how they're going to be.
This one says, this must be an old poll I'm looking at. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, Michigan's going to be up there. I'm really interested in seeing if Miami's going to be up there or not. Baylor's going to be a problem. Cincinnati's going to be a problem. All eyes are going to be on Notre Dame, because see, Notre Dame's got a decision. They got a decision they got to make real soon. Are they going to join the SEC, or are they going to continue, or are they going to join the ACC? I mean, are they going to join, you know, the ACC, or are they going to join the Big 12? Both of them are pulling their legs at them. They got a nice little rivalry in football with, in the ACC with Notre Dame. But at the same time, Notre Dame should have locked them up a long time ago instead of allowing them to be independent. So Notre Dame's getting all the independent money. Then we're going to see if they're going to eventually cave in with this college landscape restructuring as we know it. In baseball, the Padres' Fernando Tatis Jr. tested positive for steroids, got an 80-game ban. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised?
Because, hey, it's amazing. That's all I can say. But you know what? He's going to miss the first part of next season also.
Yep. I don't feel sorry for him because I don't like the Padres. with my Yankees doing their thing, and the Yankees are in the division lead, but they are slipping. They came out rocket hot. I don't know how you do this. They came out, they was almost 20 games ahead of everybody else. And then all of a sudden, Severino went on the IR, and they just fell from out the sky. Right now they're the bottom. Right now they're going. They're at it with Boston, bottom of the second. That score is there, but I really don't expect nothing out of Boston this season. Boston, they're 56-58, and ironically their problem is the same problem as the Yankees. Their ace. Well, Chris Sale for Boston, he stays hurt. He just recently broke his thumb again, and he's going to miss the rest of this season. but Yankees ace Gerrit Cole, he just sucks. I'm sorry, I gotta call a spade. This guy, he got caught in the cheating scandal, and ever since then, he has not performed up to snuff. But my Yankees are still, like I said, 10.5 above Toronto for the AL East, so they're gonna make the playoffs. And right now, not only do they make the playoffs, they gotta fix up their starting pitching. They gotta find some. They gotta make sure that Aaron Judge does not walk out the door. Aaron Judge is on pace to hit 70 home runs. He's going to break the single season home run record, and he's going to demand $250 million. And the Yankees better pony up, better pay it, pay the man what he wants. You do not let this guy walk out of your building without turning down the biggest offer, most money he's ever seen in his life. You just don't do that, because this guy is the face of your franchise. This is Aaron Judge. Without him, there's nobody. You got Aaron Judge and a bunch of Otises. Even though they're 71 and 42, let's just call it what it is. Nobody is coming to see Severino. Nobody's coming to see Gerrit Cole. Nobody's going to see whoever you got in any other position. Everybody is coming to see Aaron Judge. So the New York Yankees is Aaron Judge and a bunch of guys named Otis. Oh, boy. Y'all ain't got to laugh. I can do it myself. I crack myself up. But,
well, you know, Giancarlo Stanton hasn't lived up to his contract.
Ain't nobody coming to see him either.
It's going to be the Houston Astros again.
Actually, the Houston Astros got us by half a game.
And you want to know a team that's creeping up on everybody? Is Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore, they playing some good baseball right now, but Baltimore got a ways. They still got a tough hill to climb. Cause they still closer to the bottom than they are the top. They didn't have good stretch runs. I like what, the Cleveland Guardians in the Central. They're looking pretty halfway decent. I like Seattle, but the National League I'm more concerned about on the National League. You got the Mets, the Braves, you got the Cardinals, and of course, you got the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers right now are the best team in baseball. And the Padres was going to they could have made a wild card run. But with this loss of Fernando Tatis, I don't know now. I really don't. I don't think they're going to be able to hold on. I mean, I know they just got Juan Soto. But you need Juan Soto and Tatis. You can't have one without the other.
The Padres paid Tatis too soon. I think the Padres paid Tatis too soon. Because even that injury he got, he was on a motorcycle. Then he gets popped for the drug test. I mean, I don't know about this cat.
Yeah, we'll find out about him next year, because right now his season is over. But baseball, the hunt for October is. See, baseball to me don't really get interesting until next month. After September, after my birthday, I know what I'm seeing. I can actually assess what I'm seeing, and clearly the playoff teams from non-playoff teams are clearly separated for the most part. You got teams vying for the wild card. You know, it gets more intense. This is when the rivalries are born. When they're trying to get to playoff, they playing their best football. I mean, their best baseball. And to see the managers, you know, managing the pitching count and calling up the right guys at the right time, the infield making the right plays at the right time, the outfield communicating, getting your defense and defense in order and the offense swinging the bats. But September, October, that's my favorite time for baseball. If I can squeeze it in between football, and right now the Steelers are down in the first quarter, 14-3. Steelers 14, Seahawks 3, Dolphins 3, Buccaneers 0. Buccaneers and Dolphins, they're halfway through the first. Seahawks and Steelers, they are in the second quarter. Earlier today, the Bills beat up on the Colts in their game. Sam Ellinger, 10-18, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. Nick Foles went 7-11, 72 yards and a touchdown. Matt Ryan went 6-10, 58 yards, not bad. Hines and Ellinger were the leading receivers for the Colts. As far as the Bills go, only Matt Barkley and Case Keenum played. Matt Barkley, who I was never a fan of, drafted by Philadelphia, went 18-24, 224 yards and an interception. Case Keenum, 11-18, 86 yards and 2 interceptions. Zach Moss had 37 yards, and that's, Shakir had 52 yards. Hodges, Blackshear, they had, you know, pretty decent outings. But like I said, this is preseason. It's nothing. It's pretty much not really much to report on. Not much to see here. Gino, who wants to see the, Geno Smith versus Mitch Trubisky, which I honestly think Geno Smith is going to, at the end of the day, Geno Smith is going to outplay Drew Lock, and he's going to be Seattle's number one quarterback. I think he's going to take out Drew Lock in that capacity. And I think Mitchell Trubisky is also just like in a Baker Mayfield type situation. He's in a proven situation. He has an opportunity to, to win the starting job and, secure and be there for the long term. The problem is you're right there in the post Ben Roethlisberger era. And so far, the quarterbacks they've had in that position have not fared well when Ben Roethlisberger was unable to play. When they came in and played, gave a couple of good games, but we all know that these are not long-term solutions. So hopefully Mr. Trubisky can be the long-term solution for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Mark, we got 5 minutes left. Any final thoughts before we close this thing out? Okay, so that's all we got for this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
You hear me now?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I did that. I said, no, just watching Tampa Bay and Miami. And just one more week. Well, not one more, but a couple more weeks. We'll be in the full-fledged NFL.
A full-fledged NFL, that's what's up. I can't wait. Yeah, coming up next week, we're going to have more fantasy football. We're going to go over the fantasy football scoring so everybody can, be on the same page with that. And we're going to have more sporting news next week. Y'all keep it locked. I love you guys. I'll see y'all in church tomorrow. This is the Studio W Sports page with your boy Mill. WB still lurking in the background having a good time. Time for y'all to have a good one.